Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. How do you define your brand messaging strategy? This is a question that I get asked all the time, and it's something that is extremely important, especially in the world that we live in, because as an online business owner, you have to learn how to really convey who you are, what makes you different, why people need to work with you, why you're powerful, and so many different things as well. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of confusion about what messaging is, what's needed, is it copywriting, is it marketing, what are the things that are needed for it? And I want to kind of get into this a little bit more so that I can walk you through the process of defining your own brand messaging strategy. And before I jump in though, make sure that you click below to subscribe on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Facebook, on all the different places, Spotify, wherever you're hanging out, so that you don't miss anything. And also that you check below, because I did create a workbook that's tied to this training or this video or this recording, so that you can really go through the process and help yourself in building your brand messaging strategy. So that being said, I want to kind of begin with talking about what messaging even is. Like, what is it? What are you talking about when we talk about messaging? And so for me, messaging is about expressing who you are and who you help. But people will often think that what that means is that you're going to come up with your I help statement, right? Like, I help these people do whatever so that they can whatever, right? And it's that typical elevator pitch that people are trying to get across. And what I will always tell people is that it's very unlikely that in today's world, you're ever going to get stuck in an elevator with your ideal client. So yes, having that I help statement or that elevator pitch or your positioning statement created can be important and helpful. That isn't really your message. That isn't really what determines what your message is. Your message is about much more than that. It's about the entirety of what you stand for, what you represent, what you believe in, how you show up, what really makes you different from everybody else out there in the market right now. Because if you want to really get honest with yourself, there is an insane amount of market saturation. And I'm not talking about little. I'm talking about there's a lot of people right now who are basically doing what you're doing, who are selling to your audience a solution to the same problem that you are trying to sell them to, right? Like, everybody's saying that they're the expert. Everybody's saying that they know more. Everybody's saying that they're the person that they need to hire with lower price points and higher price points and more followers and more testimonials and then smaller people. And there's so much noise in the market that you, if you don't understand how to really clearly convey what makes you different, it's going to be really difficult for you to stand out. I was having a conversation today with somebody about this, and I was telling them, I feel like in the world that we live in right now, having a really, like, being really good at what you do is the bare minimum that you need to be able to succeed. Like, being an expert, having all of the certifications, having a master's degree, PhD, and all of the knowledge in the world will not really mean that you're going to be successful, right? That's not enough, because what I really feel is the thing that's going to determine your success is your ability to convey why the work that you do matters, why working with you is going to help people get results. Like, you might have the best solution in the world, but if you don't know how to express to your audience why this is the best solution in the world, you're not going to make sales. And you can keep on getting more certifications and getting more, I don't know, like, whatever, more skills or getting better at your craft. But if you don't know how to sell and you don't know how to communicate your value, it's not going to be, it's like, you're not going to be able to do anything with it. So that is what brand messaging is about. It's really about understanding your entire ecosystem as a brand, what you stand for, what your actual message really is about, why it matters, why it's important, what you need to convey to your audience. And so, again, like, people will think, well, is it the copy on my website? Partially. Is it my webinar script? Partially. Is it my emails? partially, your message is all of it. And if you go back, and I almost feel compelled to share this video, but I won't because it's terrible. If you go back, for example, to the first webinar that I did back in 2016, you will see that my message is the foundation of what I talk about today. Obviously, in my case, my message has evolved so much over the years. There's so much change and evolution and transformation that has come with what I do. But I've always talked about the same things. I've always talked about the importance of messaging. I've always talked about learning how to speak to the right people. I've always talked about really being able to convey what makes you different. Even in the beginning phases of my business, there's this consistency in what I do. Obviously, that has kept on evolving, but there's that consistency. And so for you, when we talk about your message, it's about looking at your entire ecosystem. If somebody finds you on TikTok, will the videos be able to match your website copy? Will the website copy be able to match your offer? Will the offer match your Instagram post? Will the Instagram post match what you're talking about on a podcast? All of that is what your message is about. It's not your I help statement. That's just one tiny, minuscule part of what your message is, right? It's all of it. And there has to be a lot of consistency. And so for me, when I talk about messaging, there's a few different things that are really, really important for you to be able to define and clarify for you to have results with this. Because when we talk about messaging, it's about then we're taking the big idea and we're implementing it throughout your content. Because we know that in the world that we live in today, we live on content. Whether we're talking about automated content like an automated webinar, or you're doing TikToks every day, or you're going on podcasts, or all these different places, that is where the message shows up. And so if you don't really know what you're here for, what you stand for, what you're here to say, that message is going to be diluted, right? If your focus is only on, like, I call this like lazy marketing, for example. I'm sure you've seen this, these like video sales letter that are so salesy and are so like, oh, focus on claims. I'm going to help you do these things and I'm going to guarantee that and look at my results and all the things, but there's no substance behind them, then that doesn't work. It's something that is not sustainable in the long run because you don't really stand for anything except like, let me push like these really big results in front of people and maybe they're going to buy, but they're not really buying into an idea. And this is one of the things that I really, really want to focus on. And one of the things that I focus on in the work that I do with my clients, I have a training that goes into how to define something that I call your angle of mastery, which is that big idea. You're going to find it at angleofmastery.com. You can see it also in the comments below. You're going to be able to find all of those links. But the point of the angle of mastery and the point of messaging is really being able to figure out what is your big idea? What are you actually selling? What is the point? Why is your way of solving the problem different from everybody else's way? And, you know, I do brand message assessments every single week. Like I get on countless of conversations every single week. And I look at so many websites and I look at social media profiles and I look at landing pages and registration pages for webinars. And sometimes I watch webinars and I feel like I could probably take most of the content and give it to somebody else in your same field and nobody would even notice that it's somebody else's, right? Most of the time, people are saying the same things in the same way. You're giving the same type of outcomes. You're explaining what you do in the same way that everybody else is explaining. I'm going to help you reach 10K months, or I'm going to help you reach your potential, or I'm going to help you upgrade your mindset or whatever it is. And it's not really saying anything different. And in a market that is so saturated, where there's so much noise, sounding the same will not help. Becoming generic in your message or using ChatGPT to help you write your entire website copy will not work because, like I was expressing a moment ago, your website copy is not your message. Your message is your message. What do you stand for? What is your idea? What is your premise? Why is your solution the solution that people need? How can you give people hope around the win, which in that they can solve this problem? Because your approach is unique, because your approach is different, because you understand your audience in a different way. When I go into, for example, the angle of mastery work, there's a lot of different pieces that are involved in that. One of those pieces of the angle of mastery, which for me is like figuring out that premise, your angle? What is your expertise? How do you articulate that expertise? One of those things for me is being able to uncover the root cause of your audience's problem, but expressing it in a way that makes people feel like I hadn't even realized this, right? And so what happens for most people is that they're here following a script for a webinar, or they're trying to follow like even templates for TikTok videos or whatever it is. And there's no real message behind it. There's no clarity around the root cause of your audience's problem, or there's no understanding around why you're different, why people should pay attention to you. So therefore, what happens is that either you get zero traction on your content, meaning like nobody's booking calls, nobody's engaging, nobody's commenting, nobody's paying attention, like nobody cares what you're putting out there, or you're the opposite is happening and your calendar is completely booked with calls with terrible leads. Like 60, 70%, 80% of the people that you talk to are either, well, actually are either no showing. So you don't even talk to them, meaning like they've booked a call and they don't even appear. Or they're like, thank you, I love it, this is exactly what I need, but they're not buying, right? And if that's happening, it's because there's something missing in that message. So for you to be able to define and create your brand message strategy, there's a few things that are needed. The first thing is, why you? What makes you as a person uniquely different for at solving the problem? And this is not about just saying, you know, I have a PhD and I have a certification and I've been doing this for 20 years. This is about really playing up and using your personality or your authenticity. And I know that you're going to roll your eyes at me because we've all heard the authenticity thing a million times, but it's about, how do I bring these parts of my story and of what makes me different into my message so that it connects with my clients or my ideal audience? How can I leverage who I am to really be able to connect to people? Because I feel like we've all seen this in the world that we live in, building a personal brand is crucial. It's fundamental, right? Building a personal brand is one of the most important things. And this is why you see these big companies that are literally now having the CEO of the owner, you know, creating a bunch of content on social media, sharing kind of the behind scenes of the process. A great example of this is Tarte Cosmetics. I see the owner, I think her name is Maureen, on TikTok all the time, creating videos and sharing the behind the scenes process of how she's built her brand and her business, right? And what that does is that it builds connection. So I'm not saying here, hey, go out and only create content on behind the scenes, although you probably should, and it's still going to be valuable. But what I'm saying is, how do you define what makes you different? How do you show people that who you are as a coach, as a consultant, as an expert, as an online business owner is different than the other coach out there who has a million more followers than you, has more credentials than you, has more testimonials? How do you get people to relate to you? So for example, for me, a big piece of what I do for this is that I will connect a lot of my own personality and my own ways of viewing my life into my content. So example, I recently shared a post about how building success for me is not about flying on private planes and drinking champagne and spending the weekend in Paris or whatever. I mean, it would be nice to do that, but that's not what motivates me to build success. What motivates me to build success are my daughters, is my family, right? It's spending time with my family, is working 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and really being present for my kids. And so I will share a lot of content that is focused on parenting, not parenting necessarily, but my relationship with my family, right? And I'm doing that because I'm showing you what makes me as a coach different. If you want to work with somebody that's like, I want to get you to make $1 million by the end of the week, and we're going to get you flying all over the world, and we're going to hustle 24/7, I'm not the person for you because that's not what I stand for. And what I end up attracting, though, because I bring who I am and why me as a person into the equation, I end up attracting people who want, you know, who are more focused on their families or who want more freedom or they want more time and they want to leverage that instead of like, let me hustle my way to success and like this like kind of craziness, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but that's just not who I am. So you want to focus on leveraging your own personality and what matters to you as much as you possibly can. The second thing that is needed for you to define your brand message strategy is your audience, right? And so for audience, I have a video on audience on how to speak to buyers that goes into much more detail into this. But what I want you to understand is that, like, on the simplistic level, we're going to get into the simple demographics, right? Like what age group they're in, what profession they have, are they married, are they single? That's fine. Like, that is the absolute basic stuff that you can learn on any like free stuff out there. For me, what really matters are the deeper layers of who your audience actually is, right? For you to really be able to define your brand message strategy, you have to understand who are your people? Who are your ideal client? Like, who are these people? What makes somebody an ideal client from every perspective? Like, why would they pay more for you when there's somebody else out there that's charging like $50 to do the same thing that you do for $5,000. So why, like, who are these people? What's going on for them? How do they view the problem? How does this problem that they have show up in their lives? One of the biggest things is having clarity around what your audience's problem is. And what I want you to understand is that there's two ways. In fact, there's probably three ways or even four ways of viewing this, right? So first is like from the perspective of your audience. The way in which your audience views the problem is going to be very different than how you view their problem, because you're an expert and you can quickly diagnose what the problem is, right? So for example, they might view their problem as like, well, I have like a bulge, like a belly, I don't know, right? And I can't wear jeans and I feel really uncomfortable and I can't lose weight. So my confidence is going down and I have all of these kind of things going on. And I just hate looking at myself in the mirror. That's what they might think is the problem, right? And there's two pieces of that, like that from their perspective, that external piece of like, literally I'm putting on jeans and they're not, I can't put them on. So it's things that are very tangible. And then there's the internal problems, which is my confidence is going down. I don't feel sexy. I don't feel good in my own skin. I'm embarrassed to go out. So it's like on the outside, the tangible things, but then also the intangible things. That's how they view the problem. You have to, on the other side, think about how you view the problem, both externally and internally. So externally, it might be that they're not eating correctly, that they're following a diet that is not really for their specific bodies and therefore it's not working for them. And internally, it might be that they're using food as for emotional eating. They're doing or following emotional eating. You get what I mean, right? So for you to understand your audience, you have to really understand the problem as they view it externally, how they view it internally, how you view it externally, how you view it internally. And understand that these two things are very, very different things. They're not the same thing. And therefore, the message that you create has to be very clear at speaking to where they are at, not how you view the problem necessarily. You want to come in and use that in your marketing and your content creation and in your messaging, like in how your messaging shows up. But for you to be able to capture your ideal clients, you have to speak to where they're at right now, right? So that's the other part, your audience. For you to be able to really define that brand messaging strategy, you have to understand who the audience is on a demographic level, on a psychographic level. So what do they value? What are they seeing? What are they feeling? What are the drivers for them? What motivates them? Why do they need to get this problem solved? I have a video where I talk about, for example, how, you know, somebody who is willing to ever spend $100 for a weight loss product is and has maybe the exact same weight to lose as somebody else who's willing to spend $5,000 or $10,000 on a weight loss program. You know, it's like, how do I learn how to speak to the right person? Because what I see happening very often, especially with most of the coaches that I see, is that they speak to the person that will only ever be able to, or willing to spend $100 for their services. And so no matter what you use in your sales process or in your marketing, you're still only going to attract somebody who will not spend more than $100. And so what you need to figure out is who is the person that's willing to spend $5K on your weight loss program, for example, right? So it's really getting into the psychology of who your audience really, really is. And then the last piece of, you know, your messaging. So we talked about uncovering what makes you different and bringing that personal brand into what you do. We talked about your audience and understanding their internal and external problems from their perspective and from your perspective. And then the last thing is going to be your angle of mastery, which I've kind of introduced already, which is what is your process about? How do you help people? Why is this unique? What is the premise? What is the big idea? What is the big idea? This is so important, so fundamental for you to clarify and for you to really, really understand. How do I explain what makes me different? What is my process about? What do I stand for, right? And I think that when you're able to really do this effectively, you become so much more compelling and so much clearer at expressing why people need you. And so when we do this correctly with our, like your entire message, and we're thinking about what makes me different, who my audience is, what that angle of mastery is, what ends up happening then is that it shapes your content. It shapes your emails, it shapes your website copy, it shapes your follow-up email sequence, it shapes how you do videos, it shapes your webinars, it shapes your TikToks, it shapes your podcast interviews. All of these different strategies are now shaped by the way in which you're creating content, because they're shaped by your message. So this is really, really important. And I would add to all of this that the last part that I don't think anybody talks about, I certainly don't see the majority of people talking about in terms of defining that brand messaging strategy, is really being able to embody the message that you're here to share. And so what I mean with that is that I see happening so much, so much more than I would like to even admit. Like, it's crazy. It's people following these messaging strategies that were given by somebody else that's telling them like, no, no, this is what's going to make you money. So say something really tangible, or say this thing or say that thing, because it's going to be the thing that's going to really help you make sales. But it feels completely out of alignment with who you are. And so this to me is a massive issue, because if it doesn't feel good to you and you can't embody the message, when I say embody the message, it's like you have to become the message. It's like, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is why I believe in. This is why this is powerful. This is why this is different. This is why this is unique. This is like, this is my thing, sort of thing, right? And so when you can't get behind that, that's when you get blocked in terms of content creation. So I will work with people who are making 50K a month in their business, for example, and they're like, I don't know why I can't scale. And when I sit down and look at their message, it just feels like it's not them. So obviously you're gonna hit a wall, and you're gonna be in like this hamster wheel where you're just trying to show up and create, but it's not flowing through you. And for me, this is a massive piece of the equation. Really feeling like you are truly aligned with your message. And this is probably the most important part of that brand message strategy, like really being able to feel aligned with the things that you're here out saying, right? So following your own gut, understanding what works for you, and bringing that message forward and standing for your ideas, like having opinions, standing for things, standing against things, and feeling like you can say the things that you want to say because it's what you believe in. And so what I see happening often is that people are either kind of lost in the entire process, right? Like, you're an expert at this, you know that you're good, but you have no clue how to say what you do, who your audience is, what makes you different, what you stand for. You're like, I don't know what I stand for. Therefore, I don't even want to create content, because what do I create, right? Or I have people that are much more advanced in their businesses who are doing really well, but they feel like something is off. And there's a lack of depth in their content and how they're showing up. And therefore, they're hitting that wall like I talked about. So these are some of the main concepts. Like, to recap what I said, it's really defining why you, it's understanding your audience, it's really bringing forward your big idea, that angle of mastery, that true message. And finally, it's really being in alignment with that message. So here's how I can help you right now. I'm going to do something really, really different right now, because I want to test playing with different things. So what I'm going to do is, instead of having you book the 15-minute brand message assessment, which of course you can do by going to brandmessagesession.com or looking for the link below, I want you to find a button below this video or this audio, depending on where you're watching this or you're listening to it, that's going to send me an automatic DM on Facebook. So what I want you to do is, I want you to send me a DM telling me what you do briefly, or sharing with me your website on there, and I will take a look at your brand message, and I will tell you what I feel you should be saying so that you are able to really create a solid messaging strategy. So if you are in the beginning phase, but you are an absolute expert, like you know that you're really, really good at this and you have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, but you have no clue about how to even convey what you do and what makes you different or who your audience is, this is absolutely perfect for you. So I want you to send me a message with the word podcast and then let me know below and say, okay, Fabi, I do this, this, and that, and I don't know how to explain what you do, what I do. What do you think? And so what I will do is I will reply to you with a quick Loom video or a voice note or a text message, just giving you my insights on what you need to focus on in your message to be able to really attract your people. If you're more advanced and you're like, I already have a website or I have a webinar or I have something else, and you want me to look at your brand messaging strategy and how I can help you optimize it or things that you could tweak to be able to really get more intentional with that strategy, basically send me the word podcast and send me the link and say, Fabi, this is what I do. Check out my landing page, go. And once again, I will send you a Loom video or a text message or a voice note giving you what I feel is the strategy that you need to be focusing on right now to be able to optimize your messaging strategy and to be able to generate better quality leads, which is 1000% what I focus on. The last thing that I want to say is make sure that you also look for below the workbook that comes with this training, because I wanted to give you something so that you could kind of take notes and write some of the things that I'm talking about here. So make sure that you look for that below. I will see you in another episode. Comment below if this is making sense to you, if there's any specific questions or anything that you want me to talk about next week, and I will see you really soon. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag Breakthrough Brand Show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.